Well, it's Monday, so you know what today is. It is time for the Love Frequency Podcast. I didn't want to be a day late or a dollar short, so I had to hurry up on here and made sure that you guys got a little something. Thank you for tuning in. Hope everything is going well in life, in love, in peace. I've been sitting here thinking a lot lately, trying to understand passion. What is passion? How do we get passion? There comes a point in your life that you just kind of go at times. It's just like going and going. It's like your head is spinning. You don't know where you're going. Then you figure out where you're going. And then you just strive to get there. And then it feels like the passion is gone. But then you always remember why you do it. But you always need the extra push. Life is just is amazing when you really connect to the love frequency. And what is a love frequency is what you may be wondering. I don't know. The love frequency for me is totality, oneness, balance, freedom. That's the love frequency. Like when you're able to tap into that area of your life to where you're on just another level. And life is beautiful. Even here in this world, yes, life is beautiful. And I say that a lot. I say that a lot. It's just something I like to say because I truly believe it. That life is so beautiful. It's just dependent on you and how you think. And that is why I believe affirmations are so important because, well, you got to speak life into situations. How can you ever tap into abundance? How can you ever tap into the divine, into your true purpose, if you just don't act upon it, don't have that faith? You just got to keep going. You got to have that passion. Passion comes straight from the heart, doesn't it? But what fuels passion? What truly fuels passion? Is it inspiration, creativity, love? Is love all those things? And what is passion? And when you feel like it's gone, how do you get it back? Do you just train your mind to imagine something? But what if you imagined something and that image got distorted? It got distorted. And so that image that you longed for, that you wanted, you no longer saw anymore. And then it's kind of like you had to develop a new vision. Have you ever felt like that? And it's like, I know I create my life, but when you try to create your life and you see other people in it, and then those people are no longer in it. So it's like, do I have to visualize something new? And what if I was so set on that vision? How can I love another one? How can I love another vision? It's kind of crazy when I think about it. So as I sit here and I'm just trying to find that passion, that vision, I know exactly where I'm going, what I want to do, what I need to do, my purpose. And I work hard towards it. You know, I stay focused. But passion gets you motivated. Because you got to have that balance. It can't just be work. I know like the song say, work. But it can't always be work. There has to be some balance. You have to find some joy, some fun. And so lately I've been meditating a lot. Really getting deep into myself. Deep in within, you know? And seeking the answers. Seeking the answers to the questions that I've had. And it kind of brings you to a state of peace. And I can say I'm at peace. I'm at peace with a lot of things in life. But the journey is very interesting. So just keep your eyes toward the prize and keep it moving. This is a short podcast for today. I am getting ready for a trip for next week. So I definitely want to make sure you guys have something for Monday. I got some big things in the works. So please stay tuned. And subscribe to that email list to get your daily affirmations. Only on the Daily Bread with itsthegee.com. And I'm Ange, the motivator. And I'll talk to you later. But before I go, let me just say one more thing. In life, you got to get past those barriers. So sometimes when you feel like you don't have that passion, you don't have that drive, when you feel like you just don't want to go no more, that you're just doing it just to do it, then just keep doing it. Just keep having faith that it's going to get better. Because eventually it's going to lead to something. Just keep going. Don't stop moving. keep going and give it all you got. Give it 10 times the effort. Don't underestimate the amount of work, the amount of dedication, the amount of blood, sweat, and tears it takes. Do not underestimate that. Know that it's going to take some work. You're going to really have to grow within. You're going to have to grow. So you're going to go through those rocky phases, but just know that it's coming. Everything you're doing is for a purpose. You're manifesting. Life is happening. Just enjoy the moment. Find a way to be peaceful and find balance. Whatever it may be, find balance, but don't stop going and give it all you got. Refuse to be outworked. Hustle hard. Keep going. It'll pay off. You can't give that much energy and don't pay off. It's the law of reciprocity. What you give, you get in return. Know that. So if you give in a lot, just know you're about to receive a whole lot more. So just keep on going. I believe in you.
Why speak it into existence, and you should too. Money's the motivator. Get paid, get cash.
Get paid, get cash.
Money's the motivator. Get paid, get cash.
Get paid, get cash.
Money's the motivator.
Change the mind of a hater. Here, my heart show can.